This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The radio god Mitchell wanted me to tell you all hi and happy Wednesday and happy Thanksgiving. He's off today, making his way for the holiday. You got just me and you and some fun guests today on the program. What's on your mind? How are you? I'm live at First International Bank and Trust in Bismarck. And if you haven't noticed, there's quite the landmark going up right across from the Heritage Center, the Capitol here in Bismarck. Kitty Corder from our favorite pit stop, PetroServe USA, right there, home of the 4-for-4 deal, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. In fact, we'll start there. This hour brought to you by PetroServe USA. They saved me because the wind is so crazy. This, I want to warn you. I left Fargo at about, 5:15 or something this morning. I had 90 miles till empty. I said, perfect. I can stop in Valley City at that beautiful new PetroServe USA. I can have a breakfast pizza, a couple of cookies for later, 20-ounce Diet Pepsi. I'm loving life, right? So I'm 5 miles east of Valley City this morning, and it says 0 miles till empty. So in other words, I got less than half of my normal gas mileage just because of this wind. I'm telling you. I don't think I'm alone. If anybody else has had this happen, let me know today on the program. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, I filled up at PetroServe USA, came on in, and made it just fine. But it's windy out there. It's a little treacherous. Both hands on the wheel. Put the phone away. Put it in the back seat, okay? Good idea. So anyway, we're at First International Bank and Trust in this beautiful new location, under construction still. We'll tell you about that. We're going to talk with lots of folks from from First International Bank and Trust today, including the president, Dave Mason, who's going to join us later this hour. Then Senator Hoeven. Then we're going to chat with Ed Fogarty, who is the chair of the Department of Radiology at UND. He is an expert on some technology that's been around for a while, but often is looked down upon. It's life-saving, this treatment. Life-saving, but it is often looked down upon by the medical community and by the insurance world. There's a fellow that wanted to bring that to this community of Bismarck, Tony Welder, a pharmacist, many years ago. I'm talking about hyperbaric oxygen treatment. I have a friend who I can regularly communicate with now after having traumatic brain injury, who is who he is as a father, a husband, a business owner, and a friend of mine because of this treatment. So it really works. So I want to tell you about that. They have an event coming up. So I wanted you to know about the event, and I wanted you to know about this treatment. So we'll do that today on the program, too. Quick shout-out to all the good folks in Grafton and Langdon, especially the Life Skills and Training Center, to Sue and Paul and Tom and the whole crew from the Department of Human Services. Thank you for hosting us yesterday. To the mayor of Grafton, who did a fabulous job of showing everybody around, all the stops. Same in Langdon. Wonderful, wonderful time. I tell you, it was just great. I have to tell you, though, the highlight was meeting a friend of the governor's. He actually is friends of the grandson of this 107-year-old treasure, Claribel Demers, 107 years old. And we visited her yesterday in a beautiful apartment adjacent to the Life Skills and Training Center. And just a wonderful conversation. The governor sat right down at the table, started chatting with her. Said, how old would you have been in World War II? Let's figure this out. I remember. She talked about Pearl Harbor. What happened to Pearl Harbor? She was only 31 years old. 107 years old. And I'm telling you, sprung out of her chair when the governor came through the door and, conversed with him. She's a little bit hard of hearing. Otherwise, she looked like, to me, a 70-some-year-old grandma. So her daughter-in-law tells us she jokes God forgot her. And her husband won't remember her because he's been gone a long time. I think she has five great-great-grandkids, and a bushel full of grandkids. And Just a neat, neat story. That was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And Roger Demers, who I think he used to work with the governor years ago, is her grandson, right? Yeah. So anyway, that was pretty cool. That was fun. And the governor, he's so gracious. He really was. He's amazing to watch. I'm telling you, folks, it's wonderful to have an opportunity to do what I do every day. I absolutely love it. It's just fun because, of course, it's talking to you. It's talking to folks about what's on your mind. It's having conversations, but it's also seeing our elected leaders in action. And our governor is going to do some great things. I'll just say that because nobody wants to hear anybody brag about this, that, or the other. He's going to do some great things, and he's doing it with great humility and gratitude, too, for the position that he has, the listener that he is, the way he is able to have people know they have a problem, but get them to think about the problem a little bit differently and how to solve it. I mean, that the skills he has in that as a former leader of companies and problem solver is really amazing. I saw it at work in Langdon and Grafton. When I was filling up at PetroServe USA today, a guy saw the vehicle, and of course we have the logos all over the vehicle, and he said, "Are you here for the governor today? The governor's coming to town. Did you know the governor's coming?" And that was in Valley City. I said, "I did. I was with him yesterday. I'm not going to be able to be here, but he is in Valley City and in Jamestown today." So that's pretty neat. They get the same opportunity to participate in those events. So go to those events if you can. There's a community meeting. There's things happening, but I'd take those in today in Jamestown and in Valley City. And go to MainStreetND.com. We did a Facebook Live last night. You can see in our Facebook page recapping the events in Langdon. And somebody said, "What about Hatton? I want you to come to Hatton." And they said, "You need to register." All of these trips are at the invite of the communities. So I would encourage you to go to MainStreetND.com and just say, "Hey, come here too." That'd be kind of cool. All right, let's get to some calls here and find out what's on your mind today. We've got Senator Hovind at the bottom of the hour. I want to talk a little bit about Senator Hovind, because Senator Heitkamp, rather, as well, because I think this tax reform thing is job one right now. That and trying to understand what's going on with these sexual harassment claims. Why is this happening is a question I have for you. Assuming all this stuff happened that people say has happened, with Al Franken and now John Conyers is in the mix, and Charlie Rose and, Roy Moore, and I mentioned Franken, and, assume all this to be true. Why did it happen? That's what I'm trying to sort out. Why does stuff like that happen? Why do people think you can treat a fellow human being like that? I want to spend some time on that, okay? 800-228-0550. And what can we do to get Senator Heitkamp to defy Senator Chuck Schumer and vote for this tax reform plan? Politically, it would help her. I think immensely. Which is why I think she should do it. But also, it'd be the right thing for the country and a great thing for North Dakota, right? So, I mean, it helps her political fortune, so Republicans, conservatives might not want that, but it's the right thing to do for the country, so she should do it in my mind. But the pressure from Chuck Schumer is unbelievable. So how do you convince her? I think you do, folks. I'm a broken record to her. Stuck on the same, right? And most of the media are. She ignores Republicans and conservatives, but she needs voters, many whom, the majority of whom in her constituency are Republicans, are conservatives. So if she hears from enough of you and says, "You know what, there's just enough people that I've never heard from before, that have never called me before, that are saying vote for this," she'll vote for it. She'll have to. That's what I believe. Just my quick monologue, let's get to you. Jerome is on the road. Jerome, what is on your mind on this fine Wednesday?
Well, I got something a little bit different here I wanted to put on the air with everybody. I just got an email on my company phone from the Department of Motor Vehicles, notice of a traffic violation, that I was in Fargo, and I was speeding 15 to 20 miles an hour over the limit on 105 25th Street North, and I haven't been in Fargo. It says I got 72 hours to make a payment to an Easy Pay Center. Refuse to contest the citation, you must do so by clicking here to contact your local Department of Motor Vehicle. I think this is a scam because I haven't been in Fargo.
Well,
none of my vehicles have been in Fargo.
Yeah, no, you're a bright man. That's a scam. That's a SCAM scam, no doubt about it. We would have heard if the DMV and or local law enforcement was employing a technology that would allow them to give tickets, wirelessly or whatever. That happens in some states, but it doesn't happen here. And the scam artists here are too dumb to know that. So they just assume that, hey, there's a lot of people in Fargo, so let's just send out a bunch of... Did you get a text or an email, did you say?
Email. And like I say, it was on my company phone, not on my personal phone.
Yeah, so I'm going to suggest that you call either the Attorney General's office. There's a whole, you know, division over there led by Perel Grossman would be the guy. Perel would be your guy over there. And also DMV. They should just at least know that this is going on and alert them to it. If you hang on, we'll get your information and pass it on and make sure we get any information out for any others that might be in this post. But they might want to see it and everything. So,
okay.
Yeah. Don't pay that baby, Jerome.
I'm not good. I figured we'll go scam right away, so that's why I kind of call you and let everybody hear this, because it goes around. It just like it baffled me this morning when I seen that. So.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Jerome. Thanks. Hang on a second. We'll just get your number and connect you up. We actually just had the head of the North Dakota DOT on and work regularly with the Attorney General folks, so we'll just connect you up. Hang on. Manny will get that number. More of your calls when we come back. 258-0550. Call me.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, and look for the duck.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 won the 2016 Watkins Wellness Award. They're champions in my book, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 will take care of you.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry.
You too can score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot Spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
You can have what Carson has. A Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for the duck.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I like to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Back live at First International Bank and Trust in Bismarck today. Going to talk with the boss here. Bismarck location. Dave Mason, the president, will join us coming up. We have Senator Hovind joining us and also Ed Fogarty, chair of the Department of Radiology at UND, about something I really want you to know more about in the way of a treatment that's available for all kinds of things. Hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Big fundraiser coming up for some vets that have been helped by this. We'll tell you about that as well on the program straight ahead. So stay tuned for all of that. I have a cut. I don't know if you caught this yesterday, but we chatted with Cliff Sims from the White House. And Cliff Sims is between the Treasury Department and the White House, kind of the liaison that's working on all these tax reform issues. And really in the middle of all this. And I asked him, is Senator Heitkamp going to vote for this tax reform bill? What does he think? And here's what he said. Listen to this.
Well, you know, we'll see. I'm optimistic that if we that if it gets close, if we get above 50 Republican votes, there's probably several of them pile on there. We'll see what they do if we need them to get to 50. But either way, we think we're going to get this done.
Okay, so basically what he's saying there is there are some Democrats waiting to vote for this if it has enough votes to pass already. In other words, they go and say, well, it's going to pass, so we might as well vote for it anyway. That way they get the political gain out of it. Folks, there's one way to prevent that, because that's a sham. That's a scam. Voting for something that's going to pass anyway to get the political credit for it is a Washington swamp game. So I do encourage you to not let her buy with that. That stinks. Because, honestly, I tell you, if Senator Heitkamp came out right now and said, I'm voting for this, you'd have a tsunami of folks who would vote for it. It would bring other Democrats on board, and this thing would be done. And it would be done. And by the way, she'd have a chance to influence in a direction she wants it to go. She might say, I don't like that estate tax. I want the estate tax repeal in there. But, you know, she would have at least influence more than she does now. Texter just said, you know, she won't even vote for it, even if every person calls her. I disagree. Politicians are driven by this. Their careers. They don't want to be voted out. They're deathly afraid of being tossed out. She's got one thing on her mind now, re-election. If enough North Dakotans call, I'm telling you, especially people that aren't the usual suspects. I mean, lobbyists come through the door all the time. Again, radio talk shows, opinion editors, letters to the editor, makes a minimal impact. Minimal impact. I'm telling you, if enough North Dakotans do it, what do you got to lose? If you want the tax reform bill to pass, call her office. They'll say, what's your name? Scott Hannon. Where are you from? Fargo. Bismarck. Watford City. I don't know. Pick a town. I want her to vote for this. Tell her to vote for this, please. Might ask for your address so she can send a letter. Give it if you want, and don't if you don't. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Just ask for Senator Heitkamp's office. I have all the numbers on my Facebook page, every one of her offices. CJ's on the phone from Dak Diesel.
Yes, how's it going, Scott?
Thankfully, Dak Diesel works a lot better than Congress. So if you need diesel repair, get in there. They'll get it done. CJ, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing wonderful. And you can call today, get yourself an appointment at 258-5011 for all the repair and maintenance needs of your diesel vehicle, or check them out at DakDiesel.com. What do you want to tell folks about today? What are you going to fix them up with?
Well, I still want to talk about the TrueSaver 25, where you can save between 15% and 30% on fuel economy on your big trucks. You know, so it's huge for the guys that got the big trucks out there, want to save a little bit of money. You pay the unit off in about 3.5 months, you know, 2.5 to 3.5 months. So, I mean, how do you get something like that and be able to save that kind of fuel economy and pay it off that quick? You know, and it adds to the bottom line. It just goes directly to your bottom line. So it's a smart business investment all the way around.
And, I've heard of additives before, and some people have seen those and consider them scams, and, you know, they don't work, or they work for a little while, and then they don't anymore. It sounds like it's different, and you say it's an actual unit that goes on the vehicle.
It is. It's an actual unit that goes on the vehicle, and it's backed by a one-year warranty, and it's also got a 30-day money-back guarantee. And if anybody's listening that has a trucking company where they have 20 more more trucks, I'll actually put the unit on for free for the first 30 days. So they can try it. They can see the benefits for free.
Well, there's backing it up big time. Give them a call at 701-258-5011. Ask about the TrueSaver 25, 701-258-5011, or online at DakDiesel.com. CJ, always good to talk to you. We love our advertisers who are also our listeners, and CJ is one. So we appreciate you, sir. Take care.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Senator Hovind coming up here in a minute. And I mentioned earlier that Dave would be joining us from First International Bank and Trust. He's here, the boss, the president of the Bismarck branch. You know, Dave, good to see you, by the way.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us. And I have to tell you that I love what First International Bank and Trust represents in a big way. And I know you're new to Bismarck, but you're not new to Watford City. You're not new to Fargo. You're not new to many, many, you know, communities. Like rugby, what's going on there is pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
So there's a First International Bank and Trust footprint all across North Dakota, led by a family creed, an ethic, you know, a set of integrity from the Stenjams that is just incredible. So
mm-hmm.
It's pretty special. We appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, we're sure excited about our location here in Bismarck and just what the First International Bank and Trust can bring to this community. I mean, we've actually been operating here since mid-2015, I think was the last time that you were here. And obviously, we're doing our big project on State and Divide, which we're very proud of. But we're open now. We're working in the community. We've got customers, you know, across the state that have interests here in Bismarck, but we've also been making a strong outreach to folks around town. And it is First International Bank and Trust does really have a great story from 1910 and, you know, a homegrown, family run and family operated commercial bank. It's fun to be able to bring that to Bismarck and see how we can make a difference here too.
Well, you are making a difference. There's no doubt about it. For one, with adding a landmark to Bismarck. I mean, that facility is phenomenal. What's all going to be in there?
Well, so the bank will occupy about 3.5 stories of that building. We'll take the first three, and then the south half of the sixth story will be all bank space. We have about 2.5 floors of tenant space that's available for lease. Some of it are smaller offices where you can lease just an individual office, and then some of them are much larger, you know, the entire, say, fourth floor. We're also excited that down the road we'll be able to make an announcement about a restaurant that will be right there on site. But it's really a unique building for us. I mean, not only is the bank there with the restaurant there, but we also have, you know, a rooftop patio and some other really unique features that we think bring a lot to the site. And a great chance for us to host the community.
When are you announcing the restaurant?
We hope to do that first quarter next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I have a few that I go to a lot in Watford City. I'm hoping it's one of them myself. Do you think I have a fighting chance?
We'll all be happy with it, I guarantee you.
Because there are some dandies there as well. And, of course, that's where this all started. And that Stenjam family tradition and helping so many folks, partnering with so many folks. What are you most proud of here? I mean, for folks listening that might be banking somewhere else, what do you do here that, in your mind, nobody else does?
You know, the thing that we do best is, you know, we've got over 100 years' worth of history of operating in North Dakota. So we've seen that the highs and the lows of how our economy runs and things like that to it. And the good part is we're already used to it, right? We know what the story is. We know how that works. The best thing that provides us is consistency. 100 years of operation by the same family, that gives us a lot of consistency. And when it comes to your finances, those things should be simple and predictable and consistent.
Good. Good, good do. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Scott.
Dave Mason, President, First International Bank and Trust, Bismarck.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the first steps a company should take preparing for an emergency situation.
You really need to start with an assessment. Think of it as a gap analysis. You know, are my gaps in having a proper place for people to shelter in place? Is it controlling the front door? Is it cameras? Is it having proper kits available? Once you have that, you need to write that emergency response plan. Now, your plan should cover any threat that your site might face. Everybody in North Dakota needs to have severe weather emergency plan, suspicious package, bomb threat, and active shooter, and, of course, fire. Then you should coordinate with local emergency response agencies to make sure there's not any adjustments based on what their response protocol is going to be to your facility.
To see a full list of emergency operations planning services available through the NDSC, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Another caller clinic? Is that what you're saying, Manny? We thought we had that handled, and it's not going too good?
It's all right.
Is it right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Somebody called Manny that didn't want to go on the radio. See, if you don't want to go on the radio, the number to call is 855-200-1776. You press 1, leave a message, and in it say, I don't want this on the radio, but I want Scott to know this, that, or the other thing. See, and we get that, and then Manny doesn't have to take, because Manny's doing a million things, so he can't take your calls and take pass this on to Scott. What anything like that? 855-200-1776 extension 1. We love you, ladies and gentlemen. You are the reason we go. So, but we just don't have enough folks to be able to have a one-on-one conversation, especially during the show. So that number really works good. And it's also a good place for your ideas, your thoughts, your comments. Hey, I saw an author on this show who was really good. Hey, I read about this person. Would you ever have them on? Do you know about this fundraiser? We love it. It's there for you. It's why we have it 24/7. 855-200-1776. Somebody also called earlier and said, hey, please tell Scott it's Tuesday, not Wednesday. And I actually thought it was Wednesday. I don't know why. I just had Wednesday in my head. So I think I might have said at some point, happy Wednesday. It's Tuesday. I get it. And I'm now getting inundated with texts saying, how dumb do you think we are? She will never vote for it. It's more important for her to be a Democrat than an American or a North Dakotan. This country will not go in the right direction until Congress, Senate, and House have term limits. We need term limits, period. Again, I say to you, here's another one. Scott, we need enough calls to Heidi to block all that out-of-state cash. It's a big pile. Call now, everyone. Well, thank you. That's at least a little more positive. Do you remember when Donald Trump was talking to the minority community during the campaign? And he said, what the heck do you have to lose? You know, look what you've got from the people that are, you're voting for now. That's what I say about a call to Heidi Heitkamp. According to the White House, they think they have her vote if they have enough votes. Well, then that's worthless. That's just political posturing. Yeah, you'll be able to say it's bipartisan, but, whoop-de-doo. I say the real heavy lift is now. Say you're going to vote for it now. And I think the only way she does that is if she's not going to listen to me. Our next guest, Congressman Kramer, Governor Burgum, any newspaper editorial, she's only going to listen to you. So, take the time. I'd say it's worth it, because I think this needs to pass. And looks like it might. thanks to the good work of our next guest and many others. Senator John Hoeven, back with us on What's on Your Mind. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to all your listeners.
You as well. Now, I believe you have at least one new grandchild that will be joining the Thanksgiving celebration, right?
Yeah. Kemp's our youngest grandchild. He's just turned 5 months. My daughter has four boys, ages 5, 3, 2, and almost in just 5 months. So it's fun. I call them the Munchkins.
I imagine Mikey's services are required quite often by your daughter. She probably just needs a little help.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, as a matter of fact, she's already headed up there to Minot. So, yeah, and she loves it. Believe me, it's great.
No, that's fun. That's wonderful. Well, this is an important time with this tax bill. Obviously, the holiday's here. And how do you – just give me your 30,000-foot view on how this thing's tracking so far.
No, yeah, I think we're going to pass it. I mean, I'm working not only to get the things I think are important for North Dakotans, for all Americans, but for North Dakotans, for our farmers, our ranchers, our small business people. I did a roundtable yesterday in Bismarck. I'm doing one up in Fargo today. Just getting input, that kind of thing. But, you know, I'm determined to pass it, and I'm working our guys, and I'm going to keep working them. And I know some of them are saying, oh, geez, you know, I want this or that. Or, you know, I get that. But at the end of the day, they need to be there, and we need to have 50-plus Republicans ready to go and vice president if we need them. But I really think we're going to get there and get it done by year end.
The White House told us yesterday that they believe they will have some Democrats if they reach the 50-vote mark, as many as 5 or 6. Is that when I asked about Senator Heitkamp, that was the answer I got back. Do you believe that information is accurate, too? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, that's it. I mean, that's kind of the concern, Scott, is that, yeah, it's kind of like, well, if we have, you know, 51 Republicans, then maybe we get some Democrats, too. But the key is this. Look, this is tax relief the American people want. It needs to be about passing tax relief because that's what's good for our country. And you combine the regulatory relief that we've been doing all year with tax relief, we're already at 3% growth. And during, you know, the President Obama years, we couldn't hardly get to 2% growth. We're already at 3%. You add the tax relief, we get 3% to 4% growth. Now, not only do people see their paychecks going up and incomes going up, but that also generates, more revenue with lower taxes, that growing economy. We've done this in North Dakota, so we know it works. And that's how we start to reduce the debt and deficit over time as well.
What are you hearing from people that concerns them most? I know I've heard from a number of folks who don't like the idea that the repeal of the estate tax is not in the Senate version but is in the House version. Are you hearing that a lot?
Yeah, I hear that. As you know, I believe we should repeal the death tax in the House version. We double the unified credit, and then the death tax is repealed at the end of 6 years. I think that's a good approach. In the Senate version, which is now through committee, and we'll vote on it next week, we double the unified credit. We keep the step-up in basis, which is really important for our farmers. I'd like to keep that repeal provision in there as well.
Your question or comment for Senator Hoeven, call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Mark in Hazen for Senator Hoeven. Go ahead, Mark.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Hoeven. How are you today?
Hey, good, Mark. Hey. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And to you, too. Say, I just want to comment a little bit on this isn't why I called in, but since you're there, I'll tell you my perspective on tax cuts. I'm retired. I'm living on a fixed income. I don't care whether there's tax cuts or not for me. The most important thing you can do is the corporate income tax cut, because when you do that, everybody wins.
See, Mark, that's a really important point you made. Now, we want tax cuts for everybody. For hardworking Americans, middle-class workers, you know, we want to see them keep more of their paycheck after taxes, and we want their wages and income to be growing. But you make a compelling point. That second part, the way you get those wages and income to grow, you get our economy to grow, you get more jobs out there for our young people, is you create that good business climate. You reduce the regulatory burden. You reduce the tax burden on our businesses and across America. You know, small business is the backbone of this country. And like you say, we reduce those business taxes. And even for the larger companies, then instead of going overseas to create those jobs, and that's what they're doing now because we have the highest tax rate, these companies are going overseas to create those jobs. We want them coming home and investing in planting equipment and creating jobs in America. And so, you know, you make a really powerful point there, and I appreciate it.
Okay, well, good luck.
Thanks, Mark. And again, have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Mark. Happy Thanksgiving to you. John on the road for Senator John Hovind on What's on Your Mind Today. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Senator Hovind. Thank you for all you do. Appreciate it very much.
So, well, you've got a great first name, I've got to tell you.
Well, I'm recently retired. I've worked in the oil business for 35 years. But my question is that I'm just wondering why capital gains weren't included, the capital gains cuts aren't included, and nobody's even talked about them. I know they were really important during the time of when Bush knocked them down to 15%, and then President Obama shoved everything back up, so consequently you end up with a almost 27% instead of 15. Can you tell me why capital gains, when we know that they stimulate the economy, why they aren't a part of any of the discussion?
Yeah, I hear you. And here's kind of the way it works. And you're right. It's 15 or 20 for cap gains, depending on your income level. And then until we get rid of that Obamacare tax, that 3.8, then it's either 18.8 or 23.8, again, depending on your income level. And the reason we haven't been able to get them down below that right now is because we reduced the corporate rate. And so what we're trying to do is in reducing the corporate rate and making our companies competitive, like we're just talking about there with Mark, we also want to make sure we're having a commensurate rate reduction for small business, the pass-throughs, so the S-corps, the LLCs, LLPs, you know, that kind of thing. And so in order to kind of do that and still meet the budget requirements of what we have to do, that's why we weren't able to make further reduction in cap gains at this point. But there will be a reduction from this standpoint. If you look at the tax rate, the same or lower tax brackets, I should say, apply at higher income levels. That is a de facto reduction based on whatever bracket you're in, if you follow me.
Yep, I do. I do, and I've never had it explained that way.
Yeah, so there will be some reduction as a result of raising the amount of income that the lower tax bracket applies to. That will provide some benefit there. But you're right, we couldn't do as much as we wanted in that series.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your service, Senator. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for the call. Texter says, why can't we pass legislation so the federal government can pass a deficit budget? It works in North Dakota. Why can't we hold the federal government to the same standard?
Right on. But that's on the spending side. And as you know, Scott, we've talked about, I support a balanced budget amendment. We ought to have that. I have voted for it before. I will vote for it again. And I hope we can get it at the federal level. We have it at the state level. As your emailer said, we need it at the federal level. But understand when it comes to tax policy that if you use static scoring, which is what, you know, that what joint tax uses, and some of our colleagues on the other side of the aisle all of a sudden are saying, oh, geez, now we have to use, you know, the static scoring for taxes, in essence making an argument for higher taxes than lower taxes. What they're missing is when we lower the taxes like we're talking about, we're going to get more revenue. Look what happened when President Kennedy did it. Look what happened when President Ronald Reagan did it. That's how you keep your economy growing. And then on the other side, you got to control the growth of spending. You combine growing revenue streams and controlling spending, reduce the debt and deficit.
Hold that thought. We'll continue on the other side of the break with Senator John Hovind joining us today on What's on Your Mind, crisscrossing the state and chatting with us. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow. Great Christmas gift, by the way. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Promo code SCOUT.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bismarck broadcasting live today from First International Bank and Trust, and Madison is here. Madison Bauer is an insurance agent with First International Bank and Trust. How are you, Madison?
I am doing very well. How are you?
It's fun hanging out with you guys today.
It is. It's nice having you here.
And you're getting an upgrade here not long. This beautiful new tower behind me looks pretty cool.
Yes, yes. It's looking really good. We're very excited to experience it here soon.
Yeah, that's great. I was here for the groundbreaking, and now they're a little bit closer, and it's just fun talking about our friends at First International Bank and Trust, great partner of ours. On What's on Your Mind, we really appreciate them very much. Tell folks what insurance lines you handle here.
Yes. So we handle just about a little bit of everything here at First International. We handle business insurance, farm insurance, home, auto, life, long-term care, just about anything that you can think of. We have someone here locally, myself and another agent here in Bismarck, and then we have many locations around North Dakota with other agents that can also help them.
So First International Bank of Trust is new to Bismarck, not new to North Dakota.
Right.
Been around a long, long time.
Very long time,
so
yes.
If you're maybe thinking about, hey, what's the last time I took a look at it? Maybe I need a little review of my policy. Do I have enough coverage? You know, all those things. You can help them, right?
Right. Yep. They can stop in at our location here. We're open for business now at 1533 North 12th Street in Bismarck. It's just south of Divide there, where the new building's going up. Or they can call in as well to get a hold of us. My direct line is going to be the 701-751-8524.
Thanks, Madison. Good checking with you.
Thank you.
Madison Bauer, one of the insurance agents here, First International Bank of Trust. We'll be talking with more of the folks as we go throughout the day. Let's wrap up our conversation with Senator John Hovind now, making his way to Jamestown and then on to Fargo for a tax roundtable in Fargo, rather, talking about tax relief to middle-class individuals and small businesses, 2:30 this afternoon at CNH Industrial. So, Senator Hovind, I want to ask you about the individual mandate and that tax being repealed. When I heard about that, first of all, I said, good. That means to me, that doesn't get added to this, because that's an element of repeal and replace of Obamacare added to the tax reform policy, which it belongs there because it's a tax, but that it meant, because that's been so controversial, there must be enough votes for that. I'm glad it's there. I'm really glad it's there, and does it make it more likely that this tax reform passes?
Yeah, it does in the Senate. I mean, we whipped it, and we have strong support for it in the Senate. So, you know, it's in the bill now. It's moved through the committee, and we'll have it on the floor, and I believe we'll pass it and include it. And then we'll go to conference with the House. And I think there'll be strong support from it on the House side as well. Remember, this is a tax, and it disproportionately hits low-income individuals, and so we're repealing that tax. I mean, something like 90% of the people that get stuck with that tax earn less than $75,000. And the other thing is, I mean, it's the part of Obamacare that people hate the most. It's this mandate and a tax on low-income people.
Now, yeah, and the Democrats are, of course, saying, oh, there they go again, right? Just taking health care away from low and middle-income people. So people know the individual mandate, that tax, that just says the un-American tenet that says you must, you will, you have to. You know, the whole debate over the constitutionality of this was challenged to the Supreme Court, for crying out loud. And the only way it stayed is they changed it to a tax rather than this penalty. So this is bad, 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 but it doesn't take away coverage, right?
That's exactly right. Any of the premium support that is currently there continues. So nobody loses any access to the premium support that now exists. It just takes away this mandate, this tax on Americans, and particularly low-income Americans.
Texter asked the question, has Senator Hovind heard anything on H.R. 36, Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act? It passed the House. I heard Senator Cornyn say it's dead on arrival in the Senate. I contacted Senator Thune's office, but haven't heard anything back.
Yeah, I mean, we're supporting it. Obviously, if we can get a vote on it and try to pass it, that's what we're doing. But obviously, we have a challenge in the Senate getting enough votes to pass it.
Another texter says, if this passes and is signed into law, will it be good for 17 or money earned in 18?
Well, the tax, I really tried to make sure that the individual part, I tried to get it in 17, but unfortunately, under the scoring rules, it won't take effect till 18.
And did I hear also the IRS said it just wasn't logistically possible to be able to do that anymore? Was that correct?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's true. Yes, that's right.
All right, Gordon and Bismarck, I literally have a minute, so you got to go really quick. What's your question quickly, and then we'll give Senator Hovind a chance to answer.
Hello, Senator Hovind.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Gordon.
Same to you. This thing with we got to pay for this tax cut, this just drives me insane. And I don't know what you have to say about it. And the other thing is, where are the spending cuts in this, in all this stuff? we need to cut a lot of spending. I'll wait for your answer.
Yeah, you know, really good call, and I'll try to be succinct here. I agree with you, but we more than pay for this in the growth, and that's what we talked about earlier. And even with growth less than we've averaged since World War II, we well more than pay for it and have money to start reducing that deficit. And the other thing is, you're right, and we talked about how we need to continue to find savings where we can. I worked as an appropriator to find those reductions. We've got to do more there and then combine that with a growing economy.
Senator Hovind, keep fighting. We appreciate what you're doing to get this passed. This is a game changer for North Dakota and for the country. All the best to you.
Thanks, Scott. Again, have a great Thanksgiving.
More coming up, folks.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Life is living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.